Let's learn about various aspects of Chag HaPesach and the Haggadah. We'll start by focusing on the Arba Bonim. Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosan Torah, Li'amo Yisrael, Baruch Hu. Kineged Arba Bonim Dibre Torah. There's a Hakdama here with the word Baruch four times, Kineged Dalet Bonim. Each one of these introductions is a Baruch with a Hodoya, to thank Hashem. And the Hodoya here is that the Torah spoke to four Bonim. What is the nature of this Hodoya? Why are we thanking Hashem for speaking about these four Bonim, for addressing these four Bonim? But the answer probably is that each one of these four Bonim needs Chizuk. He needs to be strengthened in his Avodas Hashem. Each one in the way he is, very subjective. Each one of the four has his own personality. And yet, in every single spiritual situation, there's chizuk. There's something to be said. Everyone is a ben lefnei ha-makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every one of his banim. And it doesn't matter right now if he's a ben chacham, or even if he's now in a matzav of a ben rasha. Nevertheless, he's still called a ben, and there's going to be an answer to his tshuva, a tshuva to his shaila. He has questions that bother him, that in a sense put him into a state of pain or anguish spiritually, and the Torah has something to say. Let's give two examples out of the four. We'll start with the question of the Ben HaChacham, and I want to read to you from the Nesiva Shalom for Pesach of the Slonima. He says that the question of the Ben HaChacham, Maha Edus Vachukim Ha'ela, and the Tshuva of Eid Maftir Nachar Pesach Hafikoman, this question and answer, he wants to interpret it based on the Sefer Divrei Moshe. What is the essence, fundamentally, of the question of the Chacham? Maha Edus. And in that question, the Chacham says, Asher Tziva Hashem Eschem. The word Tzivui, or Tziva, has its Aramaic counterpart, which is a Lashon of Tzavsa, Tzavta. Tzavta means when we get together with a certain element of Dveikus, a connection, a Chibur. And the question that bothers the mind of the Chacham is that you are tzaddikim, he turns to the people, and you merit through Eidus Chukim Mishpatim a closeness, a tzavsa, a dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I fulfill the mitzvos, and yet I don't feel that I have merited, I've achieved that dveikus in Hashem. What can we answer? How can we respond to the question of the Chacham who's desperately looking for a way to achieve Dveikus through his Eidus Chukim V'Mishpatim? And the answer is Kehilchas HaPesach Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoman. The Pesach itself, of course, is a wonderful, tasty piece of roast meat. It's got to be tzli. But yet, it's eaten ala sova. There is a combination here of pleasure and perhaps eating some great food when one is satiated, sova. And what that means is that a person has to balance between the tanugei haguf and the tanugei haneshama. The Korban Pesach on the one hand is a great Tanu Gashmi, but yet the emphasis here is not on the Tanu Gashmi. One could get involved in pleasure and in pleasure seeking, and that becomes an end unto itself. The message of the Haggadah, the Baal Haggadah, to the Chacham is that, look, where's your focus? Where's your goal? If you take the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and you shift the emphasis from the Tanug Gashmi, from the physical material pleasure, over to the Tanug Ruchni, to the Nefesh. If everything that you do in life is going to be geared towards the ultimate goal of Tanug HaNefesh, of the spiritual element, the divine dveikus. If you eat the Korban Pesach ala sova, where the hana'a gashmit, the physical pleasure, is de-emphasized, you're already ala sova, you're already satiated. That's the method, that's the way to achieve dveikus Hashem. When you look around at these tzaddikim that have successfully achieved that goal, you have to understand that there is kadshus was because they put the emphasis not on the hana'a, not on the tainug gashmi, but on the tainug ruchni. And every person has to really gauge for himself. You know, you go out on a vacation, you go out pleasure seeking, you go to this country, that country. The question is, where is your emphasis? But the halacha of Korban Pesach requires tam matzah befeh. The matzah that you eat today, which is again the replacement for the Korban Pesach, has to be befeh. It has to be something that you take with you. In other words, that's what has to be the vestige or the remnant of the pleasure of eating. He says, "Tzarech sheyishar tam hamitzvah bepeh mibli lekalkulim hana'a gashmit." Make sure that the physical element and the pleasure that you get from a mitzvah, as important as it may be, should not become the primary goal. But rather, the tam that's nishar bepeh is the tam of the mitzvah, the impact of the mitzvah. A person, in order to achieve dveikus, says the Slon of Rebbe, has to be mekadesh himself and de-emphasize the hanah from this world. And anyone who knows the hashkofas olam of the Nesiv HaSholem of the Baal, the Baal HaSlonim, knows that this is a very consistent approach of one of the greatest Baal HaMusar of the last generation. Let's move on to the Ben Rosha. His question is, Ma avoda zos lachem? He puts the emphasis on lachem. And the question is, if he's really a kofer ba'ikar, why all this to do about the Ben Rosha? Atu b'rishoy askinon? Does Yadus have to deal with the Rishoyim? But the answer is, he is an Oved Hashem. His problem is a different one. What brings him down? He's chozer v'nofel, pam ef achrei pam, time and time again, he falls prey to the clutches of the Yetzer Hara, and then here's the punchline, he gil yeish, he gets to the point where he despairs. Al Kenan, therefore, shoel, ma avodah zos lachem, lachem v'lo lo, you are zoche to some siyata d'shmaya. You reach what he calls a Shmira Elyona, God protects you against the Yetzer Hara, and therefore your Ro'i, you are suited for Avoda. But me, my life is one continuous train and string of Kishlonos of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is burning inside of me. I cannot overcome it. I have Nefila after Nefila. How can I serve Hashem? And I'm reminded here of the famous letter that's published in the Igros of the Pachad Yitzchak to the Rosh Yeshiva, where he asks, I'm a state of despair. Somewhat typical, unfortunately, of many Yeshiva Bachrim who go through such ups and downs, periods of time in which they hardly can show up for davening, they're not excited by their learning. And the Rosh Yeshiva writes about a tzaddik who falls 7 times, then he gets up. That the nefil itself is a challenge meant to project him and propel him further. Says the Slonim Rebbe, what is our response to the Ben Rosha? We say to him, Ilu hayasham lo hayanigal. He wouldn't be zocha to gula. Why? Because of his yeish. If you despair, then how could you be zocha to gula? Let's look at the situation for a moment of the Jews in Mitzrayim. The Zohar tells us they reached the Memtesh Shari to the lowest level. And yet, they were Zocha to Gula. How so? What was the Chizuk that they had? They avoided Yeish. They understood that there would be a Gula, both a Gula Saguf and a Gula Sanefesh. If the Ben HaRasha, who personifies Yeush and gives up hope, would have been in Mitzrayim at the time of the Gula, he wouldn't have been Zocher the Gula. It's a catch 22 here. His problem is Yeush, but Yeush is not just a result of his problem, it's also the cause of his problem, the reason why he can't achieve Geula, the reason why he can't experience a Siyata Deshmaya in his Avodas Hashem is because of Yeush. He's got to overcome the Yeush. Don't begin by asking the question, well, what new method can I find in order to get myself out of Yeush? Your question, Russia, should be, how to destroy Yeush? How do you undermine Yeush? How do you fill your heart with a sense of confidence, a sense of emunah? The Chag, the holiday of Pesach, is all about emunah. And emunah is the antithesis of Yeush. It's interesting on the side, if I can add, that the word Yeush in Gematria, if you take the Shin, that's 300. The Yud, of course, is 10. You end up at 316. Did I get that right? Let's see it again. 6 and 1 is 7. Sorry, 6. 317. Higher math. Sorry, 317. It's interesting that Chazal tell us that Avram Avinu, when it says in the Pasuk, went out to battle against the kings with 318 soldiers. That number 318 is Begematria Eliezer. The Gemara Nedarim says that really Avraham Avinu went out to battle with one soldier, just Eliezer. That's all he had in his whole battalion was made up of one soldier. But the number 318 of Eliezer's Gematria represents one number beyond Yeush. Eliezer, so to speak, passes over Yeush. As I heard once from Moshe Shapiro, what's going to be the key success in Avraham Avinu's life is the Emunah, beyond Yeush. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Brachos that afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavara al yisyaish min haparos. He should never be misyaish. There's something beyond Yeush, and we should never despair. The Nesiv Shalom adds another point over here. He says, od yesh lomar la b'rishayim askinim shalom aminim b'ashem chas v'shalom. We're not talking about Rishoyim who have no Emunah, but their problem is they lack Emunah, not in Hashem, but in Bnei Yisrael, the power and the profundity of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Knesset Yisrael. And I would again add a little point over here. Vayaminu b'Hashem uva Moshe avdo. Moshe represents Shishim Ribui. We have to have Emunah in the Shishim Ribui. He says, Eino mamin b'koach atamir v'nelam b'shoresh nishmos b'nei Yisrael. You have to go back to the roots of B'nei Yisrael. Even if they are shkuim b'mentesh shari tumah at the time of Mitzrayim, nevertheless, lo doach nitzot zaloka, they still have that spirit, that nitzot, that spark within them of Elokus, mimal, from on high. Shebekirbam, it's in them. V'ner echad terem kava. You may have all the candles are going out, but there's still one ner that's shining, that's bright. V'alze hake yeshinov shekofer b'ikar. He was kofer one of the ikrim. Which ikar? The ikar is the amuna. The amuna in what? The amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bechira of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shochein itom afilu b'toch tum asam. Even when they reach those lower levels of contamination, nevertheless, Hashem is with them. Ilu hayisham lo'ay nigal, because the only way we can be zocha to gula is through this koch amuna, to believe in the future of Klal Yisrael, no matter how low they stoop. You know, we look out at the situation today of Klal Yisrael in Western countries, and we see something that could chas v'shalom bring us to believe in Yeush, that Hashem, look how far gone your people are. They're on the verge of total assimilation. in many cases, in many places. But no, there's still a ner, there's still some light, there's still a nitzotz. That's the emunah, that little humble light could be fanned and it could radiate greater light. It could be intensified. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the Maisa Sneh, at the meeting with Hashem at the Sneh, he said, "Bnei Yisrael lo yaminu li." He knew that Bnei Yisrael were maminim bnei maminim, but he felt they weren't being mamin in themselves. They weren't mamin in the koach of Klal Yisrael. They felt that since they were so low in Shkuvim Mentes Sharituma, ball game over. They have no chance. They won't be roy to the geula that Moshe Rabbeinu was foretelling. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that Hashem is Megales Ava to Klal Yisrael. And we've spoken about it before, that the Bechira of Klal Yisrael has no cause. It's not like Noach, where it says, Noach Motzah Kein Beinei Hashem, Noach was a tzaddik, Tomim Hoye Bedorosov, and therefore Hashem chose Noach. That's what we call an Ava Tluya Bedorosov. That's a Bechira that's contingent. Not so in Avraham Avinu. We don't get any background information. The Torah doesn't provide any description of Avram's youth. Anything we know about Avram's youth is based on Chazal and Torah Shebaal Peh, the Medrash. And the Maharal Miprag is famous for saying that the information, the background, the greatness of Avram Avinu was deliberately omitted by the Torah. So we shouldn't think that the Bechira here is a Bechira because that's caused. Because if A causes B, then B and its continued existence is contingent upon A. The love of Klal Yisrael, the love of Hashem for Klal Yisrael, is not contingent. It's always there. He writes, Klal advarm ki isim b'sfar makdosh de inyan mashadibra Torah k'neged dalet abonim ki bepesach yesh lekulam aliyah. Every one of the dalet bonim experiences some sort of aliyah. He's inspired because of the power of the Kedushas Hayom of Pesach. Afilu l'rosh yesh aliyah b'leil es kadosh chag. On this holy night of Pesach, even the Rosh gets an aliyah. And what we say to him, Imhoyasham loya nigal, we tell him that before, maybe the Torah called him a Rosh, but tonight, on this night, the Torah is calling him a Ben. He's one of the Arba Bonim. And if he didn't have an Aliyah before, then on this night he can have an Aliyah, he can be inspired and elevated because he's a Ben. Ilu Hoyasham loya nigal, before the Seder, before this night, because he was not in any way connected to the Av of Hashem. He had thrown in the towel in his belief on the Av of Hashem for Klal Yisrael. But Achrei Shekulim, now that on this night we're all called Bonim, is he too Yesh to Aliyah B'Leil HaChag HaKadosh. And I'd like to study with you an insight. We're moving now from the Slonima over to the Pritzadik, Rav Tzadik HaKohen, and he speaks about the concept of Sgula, that we are a nation called a Sgula nation. And he quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Yisro before Kabbalah Satorah, Vayisem li Sgula mikol amim ki li kol haaretz. There's something, in a sense, ambiguous about this statement, this Pasuk. As Rashi says, commenting on Kili Kol Haaretz, V'lo Tomru Atem Levadchem Shali. Kili Kol Haaretz means God has a relationship with all the nations of the world. Li Kol Haaretz. We have no right to claim Levadchem. We are the only ones. V'heim Be'enai. But yet, the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this claim is Haim Be'enai Lefanei Leklu, that they don't really rate in the eyes of God. And the Pritzadik says that this can be explained very simply based on the
message from Pepper Denny.
Excuse me for just 1 second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to interest the Umas HaOlam in the Torah a sugya in Agadat at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, and it was only Klal Yisrael that accepted the Torah. The other nations of the world were unwilling to do so. They didn't want to sign on. So therefore it makes sense that we are the Am Segula Mikola Amu. So let's add another chidush here, says the Pritzadik. And he quotes the Yehudi HaKadosh, who says that the Lashon Segula means Segula below Shum Tam. There's no logic. Segula is something that defies the rational analysis. Hainu she'achar shekiblu haTorah oz v'yisam likamo Segula. Once you've accepted the Torah, you're a Segula. Im chas v'shom yikalkulu the Yiglu, Lebenonimus, even if in the worst case scenario, Bnei Yisrael will go off the Derech and they'll end up in the diaspora, in the exile with all the Umos, nevertheless, Gamkein, nevertheless, you still are Li Skula. And there's no rational explanation for that. The love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael defies rational analysis. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, Alo Ach Esav Li Yaakov, it means that even when Yaakov Chas v'sholem will do a mice of Esav. Nevertheless, Ohev Hashem es Yaakov, the love of Hashem for Yaakov persists. And he writes, that's the concept of Segula, even in Golus, even amongst the nations. You are the nation of Segula. And therefore, as Rashi says, "V'heim be'enai ulafanai l'klu." I want to study with you another comment of Reb Tzadok HaKohen. This not in the pre-tzadok, but in another sefer is called Resisei Laila. He says, "Be'emes Yaakov bochalo yoy Yisrael l'skulaso." The pasuk says that Hashem chose Yaakov as his skula. Ki adua pirish al v'yisem l'skula mikol ha'amim ratzalomar. There's no clear revealed reason for it. Rakacha dover mesugal beskula. Masha b'nei Yisrael lo yisbarach mikol ha'amim. Why is b'nei Yisrael the skula nation amongst all the nations of the world who below tam? There is no apparent reason for that. There are certain things that belong to Sisrei HaTorah. And if you look in this world, Olam Hazeh, you don't see any revealed, clear reason for it. Gam, Shneim Shavim, Lamar Sa'ayin. You know, you look at two human beings in this world. One is Yaakov, the other is like an Esav. They look the same on the outside, externally. They eat the same, they drink the same. They're both biological beings. But nevertheless, Oev es Yaakov, Hashem loves Yaakov. V'hua hefech, this is the exact opposite emotion that Hashem has, if we could talk kaviyachol, to Esav. V'es Esav sonesi, the pasuk says. We read it in the Haftorah. V'afdil amar sayin eno kei mikomakom Hashem yisparach makir shorsham. Hashem recognizes the difference in the very essence, in the very roots. What people are capable of seeing, spectators in this world, is just the outside, the externalities, and they don't see what's below the surface. And I wanted to add that on many occasions we've spoken about the Yesod that repeats itself over and over again in the Pachad Yitzchak, which is the paradigm of which is the case of the Shnei Se'irim and Yom HaKippurim that have to be equal. The Ish HaMemud has to purchase two goats that are identical. The Koma, the Mare, the Bedomim, he has to pay the same amount of money for both. They're exactly identical, and yet one is Lashem, one is Lazazel. Worlds apart. What we see on the surface hides and conceals what is the truth below the surface. And we go on to another few comments of the pre-tzadik, Reb Tzadok HaKohen. This one comes from Hashem es Charutz. He writes, Afal Pish Hashem Yisrael Nikra Oev Mishpat Vakol B'Mishpat. Everything is judged and everything fits into calculated in a calculated way. Aval be'emes gam zeh b'mishpat afal pi shenira k'chuka ba'olam hazeh. Even though it might look on the outside like a chuka, it still is a mishpat. K'mo sheyesh b'torah chukim d'lo nigla tamim ta'amam. We have so many statutes which defy any rational explanation. Be'emes gam heim b'chal mishpatei Hashem. Even they are calculated and have a meaning to it. Yesh v'em tam l'shvach, they have a great reason. El shenemam b'olam hazeh, we here in this world cannot reveal the tam. HaTorah hi midas hanagasa yisbro b'chol ha'olamas u'b'chol ha'doros. The Torah itself really reflects the way God is manig, the way he rules the world, all the worlds, all generations, v'hu ke'inyan she'ein tam b'ratzon, masha adam rotzei tzedavar. Just like very often we cannot explain why a person is allured, you know, he has a great, profound will towards something. Oei v'choshek, we can't always answer the question why. It's b'loshem tam gilui b'libo. U'mikol makom b'emes vada yesh siba v'tam el shenelah. There is a deep psychological motivation, a reason why he's drawn to something, why he loves it with a cheshek and a passion. But despite the fact that there is a reason, we can't find it, we can't reveal it, it's concealed. Kach in the nimshal, avas Hashem lisbrach li Yisrael, the love for of Hashem for klal Yisraf bishen and nira tam. There's no apparent reason for it. V'amartem b'me'a avtoni, the pasuk says. Even if the Jews have to be sent into Golus, lo yazvam, Hashem doesn't forsake them, he doesn't ignore them. And the pasuk promises us, biyad chazaka emlo chalechem v'yasisi asher b'chukai telechu. God promises them that I will rule over you and I will do for you, lo asachem l'chol goy. It's a gzeres hakos of a chukah shechokak liatzmo. All of Klal Yisrael is really one great chukah, one great enigma. The love of Hashem for Klal Yisrael, even in the darkest diaspora and exile, something that defies rational explanation. And there's no tam. But we know there is a tam, but it's below the surface. Lemaras ayin ein bo tam. Adam yira le'enayim ulepula nigles. When a person is capable to see with his eye and observe that which is exposed and revealed, midos hamizgalim mitzadis pashtusa Hashem yir lelevav. But you should know that the divine insight goes way below the surface into the depths of the heart. Totzos chayim makar midos v'maisim kulam anim shochem izgalus libo. Hashem is able to understand what goes on in a person's heart, what really truly motivates him, why he has certain things that he does and he loves. Novim imama ke lev hanelam. He understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a capital H to delve deep, deep into the source and the roots of a person's heart. Something which a person himself doesn't really have the capacity of doing. But Golu lifnei Hashem Yisrael bochei levavos. Hashem Yisrael heyed al pi neviyov. To who leben shal Yisrael? That Klal Yisrael is always a ben, because b'mamake libam davuk belokim. If you can't see it on the surface, but below the surface, in the depths of their heart, they are dveikim belokim. That's the ner that we spoke about before. The nitzotz that's in every neshama of Klal Yisrael that craves to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And getting back to the Britzadik, but this is his piece for Pesach. Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu Baruch Shenosa and Torah Liyama Yisrael. He says that in this piece there is a remez to three different elements. Shanu modim laKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank Hashem and we express our gratitude. K'mo shemesayim kineged arba banim dibur Torah. Hello, Zehu Sheilas Ben HaRosha. Very strange. On the very pasuk which the Baal HaGadah attaches, attributes to the Rosha, Ma'avodah Zos Lachem, Rashi says that the reason why the response to the question of Ma'avodah Zos Lachem on the part of Klal Yisrael was Vayikar Vayishtachu, they broke out in a song of praise, if you will, I mean it metaphorically, is because of the Besorah that they would have banim. What is this besora? This is the shayla of the Ben HaChacham. Is this a besora that they'll have banim rishayim? What kind of besora is it? In zei tachin lish prati shu besora shayolid banim avala uma shlema lo olam kiminagu noeg shenosim nashav alidim banim. Is this a great besora when Hashem is addressing the entire nation of Klal Yisrael? Isn't it natural that within an entire nation, in a natural sort of progression, there will be marriage and there will be children born out of those marriages? So what is the nature of this besora and why is it attached to the Rosh? Ach ikar besora hayo lehem sha'af ha'bonim v'shoim she'olid lehem lo yidachu miklal yisrael yolo. The chiddush here in this great besora is that Kodesh Baruch Hu says that you will have children that are Rishayim, unfortunately, that's what's going to be. But nevertheless, lo yidach, they won't be completely rejected and pushed away. They'll still be part of Klal Yisrael. The Zohar says, the amcha kulam tzadikim, hakema chayavim isbu Yisrael. There are kama, there are many, many people who are chayavim in Yisrael. But nevertheless, they're also connected to the tzaddikim of kulam. When there's a kulam concept of Klal Yisrael, it encompasses even the Rishayim. Is gazru alela bahai chulka tava the kutshabrichu the ksiv vitzadik yisod olam came in the alu bahai chulka the tzadik vade kulam tzadikim liolam yeshu eretz. And this Zohar really reflects this concept, this kulam tzadikim liolam yeshu eretz, that incorporates even the Rishayim, is reflected in the Gemara about Achan in Sanhedrin. Afal pi shechata Yisrael hu, even though Achan did a sin, he's still part of Klal Yisrael. Asa dekoi b'nei chulfei asa shmo v'asa karile af shavra kol atkorakula moshe karolosa rotsa shlo yikir boshu mol afal pi chen omelo Yoshua. Yoshua says that ata achur, but nevertheless, although today you're an achur, you're something despicable, but yesh lecha chelik olam haba, so that even the Rishayim are still part of Klal Yisrael. And the Mishnah tells us, gimel malachim v'dalet het yoso she'en lehem olam haba. The Gemara says that dor she reshus amur kulam boim leolam haba chutz mi bilam. Dor she reshumos hayu she masigum mish Shemishas sigum hargosha lamala misechal enoshi hu rakmo roshem tianchi knesak dolam alem shaylem chilkol maba al pisechal asogas enoshi. But the Dorshe Rishumo said yeshlem chilkol maba machmashem zera Yisrael afal pishachata Yisrael hu vlo yidach menu nidach. The Pritzadik goes on and on, quoting one statement of Chazal after the other to establish that a Yisrael, even though he sins, he went off the path, he's lo yidach menudidach, he's not rejected, he's still part of Klal Yisrael, he still has a chelik in olam haba. That is the Hasidic approach of Avas Yisrael, to love and believe in every single Jew. And that's why when Klal Yisrael heard that even though they would have in their descendants Rishayim, B'nai Rishayim, but nevertheless, there's a besora here that they will never be rejected. And therefore, Vayikodom, Vayishtoch, Al Besoras Azera, Shehuv Tochem, Sheuzaram, Kedushas Yisraeli Olam. It's not that they'll have children, but they'll have children who will always eternally maintain a Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, Baruch HaMakom, this introductory statement of thanking Hashem and praising Him, Arameis Zeremes Leben HaChashem Shu Maskil B'Torah Yesh Lo Akara B'Chvod Malchusi Yisbarach Shmo. And that's Baruch HaMakom. And a person of that stature, with all the Chachma that he's endowed with, is going to ask questions with their Chachma. He wants to achieve a new powerful experience, a hisragshus. And the truth is, Ein Maftir Nachar Peskach Vikoman, Hainu Shetachnisbo, Chius, Bidivei Torah Shal Tofik Time of Imenu, that the Afikoman is that Tam, that taste that'll go with him, and it represents the Torah, the Chius of the Torah, he's alive with Torah. He feels the taste of Torah. Ubarach HaMakom, Hainu Shiesh Lo HaSoga B'Seichel Enosh, B'Tam V'Chius Kvod, Kedushas Yisbarach Shmo, that through his Chachma, the Ben HaChacham achieves a Tam, that taste that we talk about, Shal Tofuk Tam, like the Afikomen, V'Chius, and a life of vitality and exuberance in the Torah study, Kvod Kedushas HaTorah. But then Al Shailus Ben Arashaba Chuva Iluhoy Shamlo and Nikal Aval Achar Shegalo Sonomisham Yisbarach. If he was there alone and he was not a part of a card carrying member of Klal Yisrael Chinami, he wouldn't have been redeemed. He'd be stuck in Mitzrayim. But Achar Shegal Osonomash, but since God redeems all of us as an entity, Liuma Yisraelus Meata Kevin Shekam, who know led me Yisrael, Venimo Lishmona, Lo Yoyo Lo Rishasa Lohotzi Es Atzma Miklal Yisrael. His Rishas doesn't take him out of Klal Yisrael. The Afal Pishasa Toevos, even though he's guilty of many severe sins, the Afal Pishachata, but Yisrael Uviesh Lo Tikun Gamal Maisov, and that's the Baruch Hu, instead of the Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu Velosha Nistar. The word who is an allusion to that secret time at the ultimate redemption, which is completely concealed from our rational analysis. Is it really possible that a Rasha can somehow rectify his actions? But Hashem Yisrael of Malach Mas, as we said at the outset, Hashem sees something that's greater beyond our comprehension. If and once again, I'd like to learn with you another piece by the same author in his Tzidkas HaTzadik. He writes, "Be'es kisholon ha'odom." When a person is in a down sort of state, facing enormous challenges, yeda, he should know, sheba also ace, that period of time, hu hachana lidover tov, for something great of him, yizke biosa shah, yuchal lalos madrega gdola miod, kefi godel achet. It's unbelievable. It's zelu mazeh. You know, because he's in a great state of chet, the sin itself and its depth is an illusion, it's a remez to him of how much potential of tov he has. You know, it's two sides of a coin. If we could only rechannel the chukazu, the chemda, towards tov, then his tova that he achieves will be the exact opposite of the ra. And therefore, at the time of the Mabul, according to the Zohar, Hayuruyim leKabbalat Torah, it's unbelievable. Had they gone through a process of tshuva, of rectification, they would have been able to receive the Torah. For Hayaz Moshe, and Moshe would have revealed the Torah to them. Shadarshu Chazal, Al Bishogamayim, Shamumayim, Haim Torah. The waters of the Mabul represent the waters of Torah, Vehim Hafchu LaMayim Azidonim, but unfortunately, They didn't face up to the challenge, and it became just the opposite. Mayim zidonim, hatori tachlis kiyum ha'olam b'shvilo nivra vilmole. If not for the Torah, the world wouldn't have been worth a thing. Haim garmim avdono. They took the Torah, the Mayim, and they made it into Zdonim. They really destroyed the whole purpose of the world. The Oso Esaya Muchan, even though at that moment there was so much potential for greatness. Ilu Zochu Mamish Lahafech. They could have converted to the exact opposite. It could have been Yeridas Meimei Torah for the Kiyum Olam to continue the world in existence. Instead, they brought the Churban. And that's what the Yerushalmi is famous for saying, that the Esa Churban Nolad Mashiach. That in the depths of destruction, the Mashiach is born. Because that ace, that period of time, is Mukhan Mezuman Lebias HaMashiach, to Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaNitzchi. And, you know, if we summarize the various points of both the Nesiv HaSholem and the Pritz Tzadik, we come to understand that part of the Emunah is in the school of power of Klal Yisrael, the school of relationship between HaKadosh Baruch and Knesset Yisrael. And dafka, when we think that a Jew looks like a guy, you know, on the outside, we look at it superficially, externally, we miss the point. We don't see it the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it. We don't appreciate that the Ben HaRasha has a place here. He's a Ben. And that the Besorah to Klal Yisrael, which incurred and which generated so much of an appreciation and a sense of gratitude, is because Hashem was promising Klal Yisrael that even a Ben HaRasha still has potential. Again, had he been in Mitzrayim before he became a Ben, without appreciating what he could be and his potential, then Enoch Inami wouldn't have been Nigal. But now he's a Ben. He's part, an integral part of Klal Yisrael. And as such, the Geula could impact on him as well. Getting back to the Nesivos Shalom once again, the Slonima, he writes in his work on Pesach that Chagah Pesach, the Yisod, the fundamental point of Pesach is Emunah. The Leil HaSeder is a night of Gili Shechina. It's the Bechina of Rosh Hashanah for Emunah. There's Rosh Hashanah for the year as far as judgment. There's Rosh Hashanah of the year as far as Emunah is concerned. And that's the night of Pesach. So when we ask the question, Manishtana, the answer should be, this is the night of Emunah. Chazal tell us, B'schus Emunah Niglu Avoseinu Mitzrayim. B'schus Emunah Asidim Ligoel. The key to redemption is Emunah. Zeh Shoresh Inyan Golus Ugulas Mitzrayim. What is the golus of Mitzrayim? The klipa of Mitzrayim is kfira. Paro declares, Lo yadati es Hashem. I don't recognize God. The whole mahalach of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the Eser Makas is to bring a revelation of the Emuna, of the clarity of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its full radiance. Achakach, Vayedu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. That even the Mitzrayim would recognize Hashem. Hainu, what it means is Shenizgalsa Emuna Begodol Abirus. This was an intensification of Emuna in the greatest clarification. Achafilu Mitzrim, even the Mitzrim Yadu Kiyadi Hashem. They too will know that I am God. Ukmochein Kol Koach HaGu'ula Yadu Emuna Kiyadi Isa. We know from Chazal that the catalyst of Emuna was, the catalyst of Gula, excuse me, was Emuna. What's the Shar Anun? That's the Shar of Emuna. But Bazul lo nafli, here they didn't fall. Vayamein ha'am, they believed. Therefore, Barosh kol moados niseis Pesach. If you have to carry the moados on your shoulders, at the head of the parade of the entourage is going to be Pesach, because Emuna is the rush, Emuna is the head, it's the rishon, it's the first of everything that comes in Yadus. And therefore, in the pasuk haChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodesh Rishon Ulachem LaChodesh Hashana Chodesh Nisan. And for that matter, the entire celebration of Pesach is Rosh V'Rishon L'chol Zmani Eschadshus Shebishana. What's the Eschadshus of Chag HaPesach? What's the beginning? What's the Rosh? It's Emunah. It's the Rishon L'chol Inyonei Hischadshus V'emuna, and through a pure emuna, a clear belief and faith, Efshol Lotzeis, we can go out in a redemption even from Mitzrayim. And this Inyon of Chag HaPesach V'emuna is the Ikar Mitzvah of the Leil HaPesach, and it reflects itself in Sipri Yitzrayim V'gadet L'bincha in Ashroshas HaEmuna. That's what we have to teach on the night of Pesach. Of Kol Amarba L'Saper V'Tzias Mitzrayim Reza B'Shubach Afilu Kolonu Chachamim, etc. is Mitzvah Leinu L'Saper V'Tzias. We don't find this in any other Mitzvah. But the answer is that now we are giving Mekayim our Chovah to teach Emuna. And that requires Ribui L'Saper Hamarba L'Saper. The Chag HaEmuna, the Leil HaSeder, requires that we megala the Shechina of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the Rosh Hashanah for Emuna, as we said. The Hashpas HaEmuna, the impact of Emuna in the Jewish heart, is determined, is engraved in stone on this night. The Behiris of Emuna, the clarity of Emuna on this night, that we can be Zocha to, will propel us for a life of Emunah for the entire year to come. Therefore, we are commanded on this night to be Mesapi Yitzis Mitzrayim through the Koch of Sipur Lahashrish Belevis Emunah Lahoris Kol Ashanabiyar Emunah. That's what this night is all about. It's the night of teaching Emunah, of enjoying the light and the clarification of Emunah. And that's what we do. We repeat over and over again the great glory, the great miracles of Hashem, the absolute revelation of Hashem, and as the Emunah intenses, it becomes more of something that penetrates into our heart, becomes part of our essence, and is going to spill over and impact on the entire year to come. That's the greatness that's inherent in this night. This night is like a mayon. It's like a spring, a well. It's mashpia emuna for the entire year, and that's what Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is, and that's what its goal is, to be mashrish emuna, to make sure that our emuna is deeper and even more profound in our hearts. Yiratzom et his will, that we be zocher to experience this night, Leil HaKadosh Chag, with all its glorious radiance and meaning, its Gilui Shechina. It should be a night of genuine Emunah that penetrates deep into our hearts and our souls, and will project us in Yirtz Hashem from the Rosh Hashanah of Emunah to a year of Emunah. Kein Yiratzon, Amen.